Hi, and welcome to the Sabian podcast. Today I'm going to be doing a Sabian reading on the lunar eclipse that will be tomorrow, 6:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that is a full moon lunar eclipse. And just looking at it, you've probably been reading about it in other astrology interpretations, and I've been a little bit behind on this. I haven't really looked at the aspects, and finally looked at it today and was just completely flummoxed by it. And the fact that it's going to be on the midterm election day in America tomorrow is just crazy. When I look at these aspects, they look difficult because there is a very close Saturn square to the full moon. The moon is in Taurus, 16 degrees. It's exactly conjunct Uranus, which would mean like sudden and unexpected events and outcomes of the election, upsets. And then it's on the North Node, which is the eclipse element of this. And then the South Node is on the Sun. The Sun, of course, is in the same degree, but in Scorpio, conjunct Mercury, conjunct the South Node, also conjunct Venus on the other side. And then Saturn comes in and squares all that. And the way that I look at Saturn is the school of hard knocks. It's what you really have to earn. You really have to give Saturn lots and lots of time for it to work, but sometimes it's also about consequences and karma. And Saturn in Aquarius, I've been noticing articles about the U.S. government is creating more ways to police people online on subjects like Afghanistan and Ukraine and COVID. And Saturn in Aquarius could potentially also be about censorship like that. When I've had a Saturn square, I remember a Venus aspect that I had, it was totally like a sucker punch. It felt like a really harsh thing. I remember I was dating somebody and we broke up. And then as soon as that Saturn square aspect lifted off, we got back together. But I remember it was just like a sudden breakup, and we didn't have any contact, and it was like this cold, harsh ending. And so, and then we did reconnect after that. And so that was back in, I think, 2016. And it was more of a progressed square. I think my progressed Venus was squaring Saturn. And then as soon as it moved beyond that spot, but I don't remember very much about that anymore, except that was when I started to look at progressed aspects, and also just to see how Saturn square could be like an elbow in your face. I'm thinking of how Saturn rules the bones, and it can be like really, or even like I think of granite, like harsh, hard rock, and things that slowly take shape over time. So, you know, not really looking forward to this eclipse tomorrow. And personally, I still have to go vote, and I'm going to be doing that this afternoon. So I can't tell you the outcome of what I think the election will look like. It really looks like it could be a wild card. But it could also be like moving into more austerity, because Saturn also is about that. It's about limitations. It's about cutting things off, basically. And then Saturn in Aquarius rules mass communication. And that's why I think of censorship. And we've already had quite a bit of that. People's platforms getting deactivated. So many of my own friends getting put in Facebook jail for talking about things that are their expertise, like Chinese herbalism for COVID. They're not allowed to talk about that without consequences. So even things like now, there are different news outlets and politicians that are reflecting on how COVID may have been a lab leak, and people used to get censored. Their posts about that would be taken off Facebook and Twitter. The other thing would be also with Saturn and Aquarius is someone like Elon Musk buying Twitter and then firing all the executives and just making Twitter a place that no one wants to be anymore. And I mean, that's my own personal observation, that it seems like a lot of people are leaving, and he's like, I honestly love it when I'm call an Uber and a Tesla picks me up. But, you know, I just think he is kind of a poor communicator, and also just considering his own personal life, he's got a lot of ex-wives and children and children with children. No, that's his father. But he's got kind of like poor morals. And so I'm not really that impressed with him purchasing Twitter. And then also charging people to have their blue checks and whatever. So that's what I see with that Saturn square. And then let's take a look at the Sabian symbols. And so that Saturn that I keep talking about is a forest fire finally quenched. And I'm not sure what that would mean. But there are some other elemental aspects in here. And I'm curious about that because there's also the COP summit in Egypt. And there's all sorts of controversy going on there, too. There is... there is someone who is was a climate activist who is in prison, and he's going on a hunger strike. And I've seen stories about that on Democracy Now. Lots of hypocrisy about that as well, like about COP summit being held somewhere like Egypt, where human rights are being violated. So let's see here. So I'll start over again. Start at the beginning of this. The moon itself is conjunct Uranus, and the Sabian symbol degree is 17 Taurus. And the symbol is a symbolic battle between swords, the disciples of might, and torches, the disciples of enlightenment. And it's conjunct the north node at 14 Taurus. And that symbol is on the beach. Children play while shellfish grope at the at the edge of the water. And right away, what I'm seeing there is that symbolic battle between swords and torches, between might and enlightenment, is fascinating to me because of how we're having the election, and it is between human rights and people that don't give a shit about people at all. So that's what I'm seeing there. And then that's the moon Uranus degree. Uranus also can symbolize the collective, like we're all going out to vote. We're all assembling to stand up for our rights. And some people on the left and some people on the right, and it seems like we're more extreme one way or the other these days. And then North Node at 14 Taurus on the beach, children play while shellfish grope at the edge of the water. That's a fascinating thing, too, since, again, that's another elemental aspect and with the climate summit. And the first thing that comes to mind for me is living in Chicago near the lake, and how many lakes, beaches have had to be fortified. Like we've had some beaches that have gone away here, and how the water is rising here. And then actually like 10 years ago, the water was low at a low level, and you could actually walk out to the breakers. And so who knows, this may pass or this may be the new reality. And but thinking about that on the beach and losing beaches, or just even still playing while things are looking really grim. And then the moon is opposing, the moon and Uranus and North Node are opposing the Sun, Mercury, South Node, and Venus. And the Sun is 17 Scorpio, a woman filled with her own spirit, is the father of her own child. And that's conjunct Mercury at 16 Scorpio, a girl's face breaking into a smile. South node, 14 Scorpio, telephone linemen at work installing new connections. And Venus, 21 Scorpio, obeying his conscience, a soldier resists orders. And the sun could be the leader. And this is interesting, because a woman filled with her own spirit is the father of her own child, and a girl's face breaking into a smile. I believe these are aspects in Kamala Harris's chart. So I don't know what will happen with Biden tomorrow. But I wonder if there will be something that will happen where Kamala Harris will step up and need to take the helm, at least for a while. And then South Node, 14 Scorpio, telephone lineman at work installing new connections. That, again, could be about reorienting the direction that we're going into and trying to figure out our new messaging and how to connect with each other. And then Venus at 21 Scorpio, that could be our value system, obeying his conscience as soldier resists orders. Again, it's a military aspect, and we shall see how that goes. And then that Saturn square, a forest fire finally quenched, another elemental aspect during the time we're having the COP summit. And then Mars is retrograde at 26 Gemini, and that's winter frost in the woods, squaring Jupiter, retrograde 30 Pisces. A majestic rock formation resembling a face is idealized by a boy who takes it as his ideal of greatness. And as he grows up, he begins to look like it. Amazing that Elsie Wheeler channeled all that. and then Mars is also square Neptune, retrograde 23 Pisces, and materializing medium, giving a seance. And Mars is in conjunct Pluto at 27 Capricorn, a mountain pilgrimage. You know, with all this Mars energy going on, Mars in conjunct Pluto could be something violent. I know that, like, there was a couple years ago, Mars in conjunct Pluto aspect on the day that we had one, there was a mass shooting in Texas. So I am going to vote today and stay in as much as tomorrow as I can. But that Mars in conjunct Pluto can often be like the god of war in conjunct the god of the underworld. And the god of information, like the god of war in the sign of information, Gemini, and communication in conjunct Pluto, like plutocrats and power and old men, old people, old politicians, the old guard. And then a Mount Pluto in Capricorn and the mountain pilgrimage symbol, often, like when I think about when we had COVID, like initially, and Pluto was on that degree, there were a lot of things going on in places like India and Pakistan. And Pluto again is here, and Imran Khan just got, there was an assassination attempt on Imran Khan. So just looking at that and looking forward to when Mars clears that degree, that in conjunction to Pluto. But it is retrograde, so it will come back to that degree later on. But this whole reading looks pretty explosive and harsh because the Saturn square is so harsh. Mars in conjunct Pluto is so harsh. So I'd love it to be beautiful, and it kind of can be with Sun conjunct Venus. It can bode well for women, but Saturn again is squaring all that, and Saturn puts a kibosh on a lot of things. It's like a train suddenly having the brakes put on, or a log falling in the middle of a train track. So that's what I see. There are some nice aspects with Jupiter and Neptune sextiling Pluto. So There can be some good luck that day, potentially, and some good feelings. But I would just say, keep your cards close to your chest, stay indoors as much as possible, tell your loved ones you love them, and have a nice home-cooked meal at home and a nice hot bath. I think with the moon in Taurus, it's a good day for creature comforts anyway. So anyway, that's my full moon lunar eclipse reading. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at lisameyerson@gmail.com or on my website, lisameyerson.com. Or you can also find me at the Sabian Symbol Research Group or Lisa Meyerson's Astrology Discussion Group. So I hope you have a wonderful week and enjoy the day tomorrow as much as you can, and just be forewarned and be well. Thank you.